Well, now, Rosie, isn't that nice of Durwood and Gary?
What do you mean?
Well, they just turned over the whole, entire, complete, total CBS network to us.
Golly, what sports? What are we going to do with it?
Why don't you sing a whole, entire, complete, total song?
Why, you're being very sweet to ask me, Bing. I'll just do that little thing.
I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Laws of show business is
the show must go on.
But when you're suffering with nasty cold distress,
obeying the law can be mighty hard unless
you get relief from those cold's miseries fast.
Like this, listen.
Here's movie star Rod Cameron.
Cold and sinus trouble can ruin an actor's performance. To feel better fast, I take the new medicine for those miseries. New four-way cold tablets.
Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Tests show four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. Drain sinus congestion, too. Get new four-way cold tablets, 39 cents.
Out of mischief now, really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire, it's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see, you're the only one for me. I have told them in advance, they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now. Now, really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire, 'cause it's you whom I desire, all the world can plainly see, you're the only one for me. I have told them in advance, they can't break up our romance, living up to every vow, oh baby. Keeping out of mischief now, I'm tacit, keeping out of mischief now.
Well, sir, wouldn't you know, someone down in Tahiti would come up with an easy way to open oysters.
Someone's figured a bland way to battle a bivalve?
Fella in Tahiti.
In Tahiti, the simple way is the only way.
All right, Rosie. There's no hard way in Tahiti, is there?
Never. If an oyster gives you trouble, let it lay.
Hey, take it easy in Tahiti, I want to tell you. Even the problem of opening oysters down has been taken care of. What do you think of that?
Let nothing disturb the lush, inert life.
No, sir. No problems in the soft underbelly of paradise.
Oh, how I'd love to be down there right now, lolling under a palm tree.
Waiting for a coconut to fall, huh?
Yeah, but not a direct hit, though.
Not right on you, huh, Ken?
No, thanks.
I tell you something, always loll a little, just kind of lean to one side of the cluster of coconuts before you go to sleep. Yeah, that's one of the first things you're taught in Tahiti.
And never shake a coconut tree.
Well, unless you're auditioning for a lump.
Or a fractured skull.
I wonder if coconut insurance is available there.
Oh, it's a stiff premium. It's got to be very high. But it'd be available, I imagine, definitely.
What about this easy way to open oysters, Bing?
Well, as you know, the conventional way, you take a knife. You get your shiv, you pry, and you cut yourself up pretty good with an oyster knife trying to get the kid open.
It's messy work for an amateur, isn't it?
Yeah, even pros frequently emit howls of anguish.
You bet. Anyway, a fella down in Papeete, Tahiti, has come up with a surefire, quick, absolutely foolproof method to open oysters. You know that?
You mean a person opening the oysters doesn't get all scarred up, huh?
Doesn't get scratched a bit. You don't have to worry about a hospital plan with this new way of opening oysters. You don't have to be skilled at all. No tricks to it. What is really you need, all you need is a little heating element. You touch the outside of the shell at the point where the oyster muscle joins the oyster together. Touch that muscle and presto. The oyster lets go and the shell opens and you don't lose a drop of blood.
That's wonderful. It's just terrific.
No necessity to get hit on the head with a coconut to see the advantage of this invention, is it?
I think it's sensational. Did you ever look at it this way, though, Bing? This actually is giving an oyster a hot foot, isn't it?
You could say so, yes. In essence, it's giving an oyster a hot foot. That is true.
Well, and you'd say kind of a practical joke, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Ken, in a way, really a practical joke on the oyster. But if you're going to open a shell, you might as well open it this way instead of doing all that prodding and prying. The oyster should be grateful we don't drop a coconut on him. He'll appreciate this hot foot method, I think.
Well, now that that's been simplified, we'll all just sit around under a coconut tree and wait for other problems to get solved, huh?
You got it, kid. Just everybody find themselves a tree, sit in the shade. Someone will figure out everything. You just be patient, wait, relax.
I've got an idea. I wonder why, with this heating element, it wouldn't be possible to cook an oyster at the same time you open it.
You're asking a lot, Ken.
Really?
Oh, yes. Well, let's open it and then worry about cooking it later.
What's wrong with raw oysters?
Well, nothing, but, well, just suppose you like them cooked. I worry about these things.
Ken, that's not the true Tahitian spirit. You don't worry. You just sit under your tree. Someone will figure out how to cook an oyster with the same heating element it's been opened with. No concern of ours.
Okay.
It'll come.
I'll take your advice, then.
Say, Bing, I have an idea. Let you and I sit under that palm tree and sing a song.
Yeah, lap up a little coconut milk.
Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
Oh, your daddy's rich,
and your ma's so good looking.
So hush, little baby. Don't you cry.
singing. Then you spread your wings and you take to the sky.
There's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by.
One of these mornings, you're gonna rise. Spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm.
Prosecution ready. Court will proceed.
I'm innocent, Your Honor.
How do you know? You haven't heard the charge yet.
Yes, what is the charge, Mr. Prosecutor?
Well, in these cases, the charge is mere pin money.
That's all? Mm-hmm. Then I'm guilty, Your Honor.
But guilty of what? Well, somebody please read the charge.
Gladly. Not having her shoes repaired when it costs so little, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, this calls for the maximum penalty. Does prisoner wish to make a statement?
I plead extenuating circumstances.
And I object.
You mean there's no shoe repair shop near you, Miss Clooney?
Oh, but there are. Shoe repair shops are everywhere.
Including ones with a cat's paw cat in the window?
Especially ones with a cat's paw cat in the window.
You see, she has no excuses.
I see. Are you ready for your sentence, prisoner?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, using a skill and such unexcelled materials as cat's paw soft, resilient, non-slip rubber heels, cat's paw soles, and lighter-than-leather, lighter-than-rubber microlite soles, the modern shoe repairer rebuilds shoes good as new, quickly and economically.
Wow, what a sentence.
Why don't you make her write it 100 times, or 500 times, in her best Palmer method? Go ahead, Your Honor.
So water. Next case.
There's just one place for me, near you. It's like heaven to be near you. Times when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray more than just 2 lips away. If my hours could be spent near you, I'd be more than content near you. Make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my days near you. Thank you. worthwhile by telling me the lie. Spend the rest of my days near you.
Now, Bing, how about finishing things off musically?
You want me to apply the coup de grace?
Oui, monsieur.
Eh bien, entendu.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven. Cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday. Am I too late? I want to make amends. You know that we were meant to be more than just friends, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday.
Well, it seems we've logged another interlude, friends. We've done it. Why don't you join us tomorrow if you can? Just don't touch a thing till then.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Bing Rosemary have asked me to wish a very distinguished affiliated station happy birthday today. It's WHCU in Ithaca, New York, owned by Cornell University. Recipient of just about every major award in broadcasting, WHCU has been a CBS Radio Network affiliate the last 27 years. Many more happy birthdays, WHCU.